There's so much happening. So much sexual harassment happening over the last couple of centuries. Just all these brand new allegations from the beginning of time. Men have been sexually harassing women since the beginning. It's even in the Bible. What's it say? It's like on the third day, God was like, hey, sugar tits. You know, but to be fair, he had just made tits. And sugar. It was a good day. It was the best day. And now, like, men don't even know how to act anymore. Guy friends of mine will be like, if a woman walks by, can I even say she looks nice? And men, this is how you cannot get accused of sexual harassment. It works almost all the time. Men, all you have to do is be hot. And then we'll be like, ah, he touched my boob. The hot guy touched my boob. We might even apologize, be like, I'm so sorry, my boob was in your hand. It wasn't even the good one. You should touch the other one. It's a better shape. Or different shapes. But everything's broken, probably because we're all idiots. We have too many people anyway. Like, people are trying to figure out what to do with immigrants. A lot of people are worried about immigrants coming in and taking our jobs. I'm worried about Americans taking immigrant jobs. I got a massage from a Midwestern white lady. And it essentially felt like a cat was walking on my back for an hour. Not an angry or a hungry cat, just a happy cat. Trying to find a place to sleep. And then a couple weeks later, I got a massage from a Korean man, and he pressed into my back with the pressure that he had left his whole family behind. That's a great massage! You need a massage from someone who's been through something. You can't get a massage from a woman named Meredith, where the worst thing that ever happened to her is the one time she got bangs. Like, I walked in and I saw it was a white lady, and at first I was like, it could be okay. She could be Russian. But then she goes, lay down. I was like, no, she sounds like me. Because rarely do you walk into a situation and think, you know, it'd be better at this job, a white lady. Unless that job is crying outside of a bar, then yes. We are so good at it. Plus, you don't want a massage from someone that wants to give you a massage. You want a massage from someone that has to give you a massage. Those are two very different people. Someone that wants to give you a massage, someone that wants to touch your naked back for an hour, that's a serial killer. Someone that has to give you a massage, someone that's like, this fucking piece of shit comes in here and says her neck is sore from sleeping wrong? I work 70 hours a day. I live 3 states away and I bike to work in this piece of shit. And the whole time you're thinking, this is a great massage. Yeah, my back feels great. He makes an American living. That's the real happy ending.
Catch Michelle Wolf in Seth Rogen's Hilarity for Charity. Only on Netflix.